Focus on Health System Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at program integrity. There are several initiatives being undertaken by the Department of Health and Human Services to implement the program integrity provisions found in the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. First, let's look at PECOS, referrals and orders. Physicians who refer or order are required to be enrolled in the Provider Enrollment Chain and Ownership System, or PECOS, database. This does not include those who have opted out, but it does include physicians who have been enrolled for decades but are not in the PECOS database. All physicians will need to re-enroll if they are not currently in the PECOS database or have opted out. Other physicians who never bill Medicare, TRICARE physicians for example, will also need to enroll if they want to continue referring and ordering services for patients who see Medicare doctors. Next, let's review practice-based compliance programs. The law directs Health and Human Services to establish the essential elements of a compliance program that physicians must meet in order to enroll in Medicare, Medicaid, and other federal health care programs. On September 21st, Health and Human Services issued a proposed rule for the establishment of these essential elements. The proposed rule would 1. Screen physicians participating in Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, including licensure and database checks, unannounced site visits, and criminal background checks and fingerprinting for those in the highest risk category. 2. Impose a $500 application fee for hospitals beginning March 23, 2011. 3. Allow the government to place a temporary moratorium on the enrollment of new Medicare physicians if high-risk fraud trends are detected. 4. Suspend payments in cases where there is a credible allegation of fraud against a physician or supplier. 5. Require state Medicaid programs to deny or terminate a physician who had billing privileges revoked under Medicare, CHIP, or another state's Medicaid program. Physicians can view the proposed rule in the Federal Register. Comments on the proposed rule are being accepted until 5 o'clock p.m. on November 16, 2010. Finally, we'll look at the exception to prohibition on self-referral and mandatory notification and disclosure. As part of the health system reform law, physicians who rely on the in-office ancillary services exception to the prohibition on physician self-referral will be required to inform patients in writing at the time they order magnetic resonance imaging, computed tomography, and positron emission tomography, that the patient may obtain these services elsewhere. They must also provide the patient with a written list of those who furnish such services. In the recently released proposed fee schedule rule, Health and Human Services issued proposed regulations that would require covered physicians to provide the disclosure for services furnished on or after the effective date of the final regulation, which is anticipated to be January 1, 2011. We invite you to frequently check the North Carolina Medical Society's Health System Reform Resource Center for the latest information on program integrity and other provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. You'll find the Resource Center at www.ncmedsoc.org. That's www.ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Health System Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.